Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, KUMD is live at the Minnesota State Fair, and I'm reminded of the State Fair juried competition resulting in the Fine Arts exhibit. Just over 300 works are selected from the thousands submitted in 8 classes or categories: painting or mixed media, sculpture, watercolor, drawings, prints, ceramics and glass, fiber arts, and photography. The Minnesota State Fair Foundation sponsored a special preview and opening reception last week before the fair opened. We hear from Jim Carter, the Fine Arts Superintendent at the 2015 Minnesota State Fair.
My name is Jim Clark, and I am the Fine Arts Superintendent here at the Minnesota State Fair. And what I do is oversee and administer the Fine Arts programming. That includes the juried exhibition, which is an annual competition open to every Minnesota artist. And that's the largest component of our programming. In addition, we have an annual special exhibition. And in the past, that would tend to change from year to year. But for the last 4 years, we presented the Studio Here Artist in Residence program, where we invite 12 different Minnesota artists to come in, one artist each day, and they use a portion of our gallery as a working studio from 9 in the morning till 9 p.m., the hours that our building's open. The driving motivation behind that exhibition is to display how great works of art generally come from hard work and labor, deliberation, reworking, consideration, reflection, and just a whole lot of elbow grease. That isn't to say that great work doesn't sometimes come from a lightning strike of inspiration or the muse whispering in one's ear, but as practicing artist myself, I find that that whisper or that lightning generally comes when in the midst of being up to your elbows in the work of it.
I think a lot of people forget that there's a fine arts competition for the fair.
Many people do know about the competition and about what we do here, but every year and every day of the fair, we get folks that it might be their first time into our building. Until 1980, it was the dairy building, and the fine arts prior to that, we were up in the grandstand. And so even now, in 2015, we get guests that come in and they're expecting something different from fine arts, something more along, the dairy lines. And we take that as an opportunity to, educate about what we do. And then during the off season, we try to reach out to arts entities and educational institutions throughout the state to remind them that our competition is open to all Minnesota artists, and we really aim for participation from the entire state.
So tell us just a little bit about what you do.
Oh, I am I would say a born draftsman. I draw primarily, and I say draftsman in the traditional sense. It's slightly more elegant than drawer, but I will say drawer too.
The Fine Arts Building is on the east end of the State Fairgrounds near the Education Building and is open daily from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. through Labor Day, Monday, September 7th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to artists' work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.